Hello, hello, good morning from everyone, my little kid. Thank you for listening to my first educational podcast that I hope that will be very useful for everyone who is listening in this class. So, to go to the main point, it's very important to mention that the class itself for today is going to be the verb be. You know, all of you, or many all of you, know about the verb be. The verb be en español significa el verbo ser o estar. But in English, the verb be is conjugated according to the personal pronoun. So, to make a background about the verb be, it's important to recalling about the personal pronoun. The personal pronoun in Spanish, you know, are yo, tú, él, ella, esto, nosotros, ustedes o ellos. En inglés, are, con, are. I, she, he, it, we, you, and they. So, for everyone who is learning the verb to be is conjugated in three ways. The different ways are am, is, are. Am work with I. I am. I am doctor. Yo soy un doctor. Is work with she, he, it. She is, he is, it is. She is, ella es, ella está o ella tiene. For example, she is a doctor. Ella es una doctora. She is in the park. Ella está en el parque. Or, she is 24 years old. Ella tiene 24 años de edad. Also, we can work the verb be with the pronoun personal we, you, and they. With this personal pronoun work with are, we are, you are, they are. For example, we are friends. Nosotros somos amigos. We are in the classroom. Nosotros estamos en la clase. Or we are 25 years old. Tenemos 25 años de edad. You know. Now, the verb be is once of the complete verb that can work with affirmative, negative, and interrogative questions. For example, my first example will be, I am the doctor in affirmative. Yo soy un doctor. In negative, I am not a doctor. Yo no soy un doctor. In question, we change the word. Am I a doctor? Soy yo un doctor. Also, a su vez, we can work with she is in the park. In negative, she is not in the park. In question, is she in the park? ¿Está ella en el parque? O we are teachers. We are not teachers. Or in negative, are we teachers? So, this verb is very easy for everyone who are going to learn the English language. I hope that this information will be very useful for everyone and put in practice with a different object or different situation that you have in the lifestyle. Thank you for everyone and see you.